The Argo Float Program. The Argo Float Program started in the year 2000 and involves scientists from 45 countries. The purpose of the program is to collect data about the oceans and help us learn more about climate and weather. In the 1990s, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, scientists working as part of the World Ocean Circulation Experiment, the WOCE, built neutrally buoyant floats that collected and stored data about ocean temperature and salinity. In the early 1990s, satellites were put into space to measure the surface height of the oceans. One of the satellites was called JASON. Combining the data from the satellites and the floats seemed like a good idea. In 1999, the Argo Float Program was proposed. The aim of the Argo Float Program is to better understand the role of the oceans in world climate. The first Argo floats were put into the ocean in the year 2000. Why Argo? The name Argo comes from a story in Greek mythology. In Greek mythology, Jason was a hero who travelled on a voyage in search of the Golden Fleece. The Golden Fleece was the fleece of a gold hair winged ram and was a symbol of authority and kingship. The Golden Fleece would help his father get his kingdom back from King Pelias. Jason was in his early 20s when he started his search for the Golden Fleece. Jason gathered a team of 50 people and started his voyage on a ship called Argo. Together they were known as the Argonauts. The name Argo from the Greek myth was chosen as the name of the robotic floats to emphasize the strong relationship between data from Jason, the satellite, and data from the Argo floats. The purpose of the program. The Argo Float Program will, number one, provide data about the changing state of the upper ocean. Number two, help us understand the way climate changes over time. The data sent from Argo floats to satellites is available in real time, free to any scientists, including you, in the world. Today, May 2014, there are 3,560 regular Argo floats. These are spread evenly around the ice-free areas of the world's oceans. There are also Argo floats designed to work in areas where there is sea ice. They are smart enough to know that there is ice on the sea surface and remain underwater until the sea ice has gone. They have enough memory to store up to 68 10-day profiles, which are uploaded once the Argo float reaches the sea surface. Clever, eh? Working together. The Argo Float Program is an example of successful international cooperation. Scientists from 45 different countries and many different organisations, including NOAA and NIWA, who are supporting this field trip, have worked together and agreed on how Argo data should be collected, managed, and displayed. This program has changed the way scientists think about working together and about collecting and sharing data. Adopting your own Argo float. The best way to adopt an Argo float is to install the Google Earth Argo application and select a float of your choice to follow. There are plenty to choose from all over the planet. See also the page on collecting and analysing Argo float data. The Google Earth application will put the location of all Argo floats with their WMO ID numbers on a Google Earth globe. Once installed, it will update itself automatically when you start Google Earth. You can click on any float and get a lot of information about that instrument. WMO equals World Meteorological Organization. It may take just a little while to come up, but you will end up seeing the Google Earth map with lots of green dots all over it. These are the Argo floats. If you zoom in, you can focus on a specific one. You can get a profile of it, its salinity and temperature recordings, other information, and even a trajectory of where it has been, looking at currents. Stick with this one Argo float, i.e. adopt it. Remember, it completes a cycle every 10 days, so look out for a new profile. Next step learning. Make a list of the benefits of scientists from different countries working together rather than a team from one country working alone.